afternoon. This is Michael Vandervoort, and it's Wednesday, May 27th. Sort of the feels like Tuesday of the long weekend after Memorial Day, but it's really Wednesday. So don't forget to get caught up and get your work done. It's a beautiful day here in the mountains in Georgia, and I'm excited. We have a guest on today from my adopted home state of Florida. Our guest is Kelly Bogie. Kelly is a career coach at the University of Central Florida and helps place students advise students in their career search as they go through their school. So, Kelly, welcome to Drive Through HR. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon, Michael. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for the invite to come on the show today. I'm really excited to share with your listeners.
Likewise, we kind of set this up off of LinkedIn. Lonnie Butcher, who is going to be our guest tomorrow, is a guy I was connected with through HR Florida, and he reached out and we started talking about ways to do some things with social media, and we thought it would be fun to cross promote our brands and our work. So we're doing a couple of shows with UCF and to discuss your pretty innovative approach to career advising and your use of social media and Twitter chats and some other things that we'll get into in just a second. And then I guess next month I'm gonna help you with one of the business chats. So there's a collaboration between Drive Through HR and the University of Central Florida through social media that we're playing with these calls. So Kelly, give us your bio and tell us what you do at UCF to get started.
Okay, sure. So to start, I'm actually a UCF alum. I was a College of Business major, and I graduated several years ago. I got my first position out of college actually through a class that I took here, and one of my professors was working with an RPO firm at the time, so she brought in her recruiter, and she did a presentation on career development, building your resume, the importance of internships, and I connected with her on LinkedIn. So through that relationship, I just followed her consistently and sent her a thank you note, and they actually had an opening for an entry-level recruiter. So that was my introduction into the HR world, and it was a great one. I started as a sourcing consultant, moved into recruiting, became an account manager, so I was managing relationships with VPs of HR, really learning a lot about talent acquisition. And one of my favorite opportunities was being able to really spearhead the university recruiting department at Wilson HCG, my previous employer. So through developing a lot of those strategies and initiatives for our clients, I actually met Lonnie and the dean for the College of Business at a recruiting roundtable event. So I went on campus. They were talking about ways they were kind of changing the ways that things were going on campus through career development, focusing less on academic advising and more on how we're preparing students for careers. So I was instantly bought in. I met with Lonnie, just got really inspired, and then that forged the relationship that I have with Lonnie and UCF today. So they had an opening for a career coach position, and I joined this fabulous team of career coaches. There are 7 of us, and we're all designated by major. So we really focus on more of like the junior, senior level students. We have 4 career professionalism courses, which Lonnie is actually the professor for, so I'm sure he'll be able to discuss those more tomorrow. But we're really here to help students with their resumes, mock interviewing, to get them to focus on their career plan, not just waiting until they graduate, knowing what classes to take, and then not having a job lined up. So we're really trying to be innovative and change the ways that students are looking at their career paths.
So do you interact? So first of all, UCF, University of Central Florida, most people, whether you're in Florida, live in Florida or not, most people think of the Gators and the Seminoles, Florida State and University of Florida. But actually, UCF is like the largest state college in the state of Florida, right?
We are, yeah. We're the number 2 university in the nation. So we're huge. We have a lot of regional campuses and football team, not up there with the Gators and Seminoles, but hopefully eventually we'll get there.
But like, I think the last I heard was like 50,000 plus students across the state of Florida. So you guys have a huge population to work with are probably not as widely recognized in the sports world, but a very big player in the state of Florida, which has a lot of large universities. So How does a student interact with a career advisor, and how do you guys interact? I guess there's two pronged questions. How does a student interact, and then how do you guys interact with employers in helping a student?
Sure, those are great questions. And we have about 8,000 students within the College of Business. So we have a lot of students, you know, there's seven of us, so you can do the math there, that we interact with. And, you know, they have the career professionalism module. So they're required for every incoming junior. They have to take these classes one each semester and in order. The first one's more of an experimental class where they're doing assessments, kind of learning about their strengths. And, you know, they're answering the question, what do I want to do? Not what is the job title that I want to have when I graduate, but what do I want to do? And how does that correlate with my career and my major? So we really try to have connections with them through each class. So they will get an interaction with their career coach there. And then also they can make appointments with us at any time to do a resume review. I did two today. I mean, we do them every day, all day. And also career exploration conversations. Is accounting the major for me? Should I do audit or tax? And those are the types of conversations that we facilitate. On top of that, we also work with the employers. So we have the employer side that we focus on. It's usually split. We do have a lot of employers that reach out to us because they hear about what we're doing here and they're excited. They want to get involved on campus. But we do also proactively reach out to employers and see if they need assistance. If we see a job posting that's an internship, we'll see if they need help, you know, distributing that throughout our student body. So we do that twofold and try to help everyone from all angles. I mean, there's a benefit to both sides. Our priority is getting our students great jobs when they graduate. And then also on the employer side, a lot of them have a passion for career development, and we want to help facilitate that.
So give me for a minute. I know you guys have started to use social media kind of on a routine basis, but talk about the transformation from what you mentioned earlier as the old model. Set that up and tell us what the old model looked like, and then kind of how you made the conversion over into your new model.
Okay, sure. So our old model, I mean, it was your standard academic side within the college. So students would come in, they'd have their curriculum, an advisor would go through what classes to take that semester and until they graduate, and that was it. And really the initiative there, you know, our curriculum should not be that complicated where a student needs to come in and know exactly what classes to take when. It should be very clear and very obvious, and we want to focus more on what they're doing after they take the courses. So we started getting involved, you know, networking with a lot of employers. The dean had a lot of roundtables, focus groups on what employers were truly looking for from our student body. And he implemented that. So all of the career coaches have about at least 5 years of experience in recruiting and HR. So we're able to really give that perspective and help students and also be more innovative. And we do have our student advising team members in the front of the office that, you know, answer those typical schedule planning questions. But we really wanted to separate ourselves and provide more of the career development coaching that is so important. So, you know, with the social media, of course, all employers are looking for ways that they can recruit students. New and innovative, a lot of companies, let's say they're recruiting in Texas, they may not be able to come here for a career fair. So we still want to give them the opportunity to share their information, to talk about their company culture, and one of those ways is through our Twitter chats. We do also have a lot of other employer-hosted events. We have career panels, information sessions, but we always try to put a creative spin on it so that way the students are able to learn about different organizations and really find their niche.
So you tell us about, and I know I said I'd get into the scripted questions, but tell us first about the about your Twitter chat. How long have you, so the hashtag is UCF Biz Chat, right?
That's correct, yep.
And how long have you been go ahead.
Yeah, so we've been doing the Twitter chats since last semester, and we really wanted to find a creative way that employers can network with our students. You know, as a previous recruiter, if there's a way that I can network with students that is unique and I can go to a hiring manager and say, hey, I found a candidate on Twitter, I mean, that's very celebrated. I'm sure all of your audience can attest to that. You know, if you have a social media recruit, it just really stands out. It's a great opportunity. So the Twitter chats, you know, in addition to recruiting, we also wanted to bring in subject matter experts. And we really want it to be a place where students can feel safe asking questions. They can learn about different topics. We had, you know, Target, for example, last semester. We had, you know, Fortegra, Sixt Rent-A-Car. So we have both employer chats that are focused on recruiting, and then we also have, like, subject matter experts. For example, we had one on digital media last semester for our marketing students. So we're really trying to give access to really all majors and all informational topics that will be beneficial for them.
How do you how often do you do the chat? Once every month or the timing?
They were biweekly in the fall and also the spring. And then in the summer, it's just a little bit unique on campus. There's not a lot of students enrolled. So we are doing 3 chats over the summer. It'll slow down just a little bit. And then in the fall, we'll hopefully be right back up to biweekly chats.
Great. So every 2 weeks during the school year, the traditional semesters, I imagine, students. So tell us about the interactions. Have you had success stories with this, with the Twitter chat?
We have. Yeah, I actually had a student last semester. She had never done a Twitter chat before, just started her Twitter account, and she decided to join one of our employer-hosted Twitter chats, and she was networking with Sixt Rent-A-Car, just kind of learning a little bit about the organization. A lot of the tweets are more informational, but they always have open-ended questions, and she and the recruiter just got in a great conversation. They ended up scheduling a phone interview, and I think she's going into a final interview round. So we've had a couple of students that have gotten at least interviews, and then we're trying to track the hires as well. But outside of that, I mean, just mentorships and being able to ask questions to someone that you typically would not have access to, that's really what we're trying to value in these chats.
And from the employer side, you mentioned earlier that maybe somebody from California might have an interest in your business program, but they may not have the budget or the resources to get somebody out to do on-campus visits and interviews and all that sort of grueling travel stuff, so they can use this as a way to do outreach, share their brand, and still make contact with your student population?
Exactly. Yep, that's the goal. We really want to get anyone, everyone involved that wants to partner with our college and really provide some kind of insight and advice to our students.
So how does an employer who you know, how does an employer... You know, I mean, obviously you can call. I guess it's weird. I'm 57 years old, and so when I was in college, you know, there was a career center, and you went there, and there was a board, you know, and you looked at the board, and everything was done with paper, right? It was the old style communication, and you booked appointments, and the only way to get in is if you got in and signed up, so you had to like run down there on Monday so that you didn't get closed out of interviews with the good companies, right? Now it's such a different way of communication. But what does an employer do to get involved? Do they still have to go through your career counseling department, or do they come straight through the school?
It could be either. A lot of the employers that have participated, I mean, the career coaches know through networking or they've reached out to us to recruit students. But anyone who's interested in getting involved, we have Jonathan Gabriel, who is one of our communication, like senior partners within the college. So he can facilitate questions, help with developing topics, and really help with the full circle implementation of the Twitter chats.
And what about you? And what about your partnership with the Career Center? Do you guys, I mean, it's separate resources, right? I mean, there's still a traditional student Career Center at UCF, I presume?
Yeah, Career Services and Experiential Learning, even though it sounds like what we're doing would have been combative, it's completely not. I mean, they have phenomenal workshops for students. They do the information sessions with employers. They facilitate, like, the big career fairs that we have in the fall and the spring. Our interaction is more kind of the one-on-one side within the College of Business with those specific students and then also with the career professionalism modules. So we really work together. I mean, we advertise each other's opportunities, and we partner with them whenever we put on events.
Great. I'm going to do a reset in just a second. Your dean... I know you sent me his name, and I've forgotten it. Who's the dean? And again, how long have you been doing this? How long have you made the switch? That sounds like the last couple years, I guess.
So his name is Dean Paul Jarley, and I'm sure he would love for everyone to follow him on Twitter. He has been really implementing all of these initiatives over the last, I'd say, 3, maybe 4 years. So he was new to our college when he arrived and really brought some great ideas, and then, of course, brought in the career coaches and Lonnie and really just went for it.
And the classes and all that stuff are fairly new as well, right? You said so that's sort of an addition to the curriculum?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. So they've been here for a year now, and the students are really taking to them. I personally have several success stories of students in the fall that I met with that, you know, initially in our conversation, they had no idea what they wanted to do. They'd say, oh, I want to be an accountant. Okay, well, what type of accountant? That's very broad. And we're really trying to get them to be able to tell their story. And, you know, I met with them again in the spring, and just to see the growth and the progression and things that they're doing, they're joining student organizations, they're getting involved, they're applying for internships. We also have a student ambassador program for the College of Business, so they can get involved in that way and really help to shape the future of the college. So it's really great to see the traction that we're making here already, and we're excited to see how that grows over time.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've always believed that, you know, colleges and even further down in the educational, you know, system, it would be valuable to provide, you know, career advice, high schools and even maybe lower, although, you know, I guess junior high school kids, you know, thinking about what they want to do when they graduate college. But, you know, I mean, in today's world where the talent and the skills don't always match up with the employer's needs, and it's much more competitive, you know, I think a focus is very critical. It's 1:17. I'm going to do a reset, and then we'll get into our scripted questions. So our guest today, this is Michael Vandervoort, and I'm hosting Drive Through today. It's May 27th, Wednesday. We're having a very interesting, at least to me, chat about how one school, the University of Central Florida, is working to transform the student advising model from an academic-driven model to a career, I guess a career-driven or model. I don't know how you guys describe it, and our guest is Kelly Bogie. Kelly's a career advisor, one of several on staff at the business school at the University of Central Florida, and so far, very cool stuff, Kelly. So let's jump into the scripted questions. What is it as you guys do this work? What is it that keeps you and or your students up at night?
That's a good question. I mean, it's really just getting them to think outside the box. We want our students to get involved. We have so many resources on campus. We have something called the Blackstone Launchpad, for example. If a student wants to develop their own business, they have consultants there. They can go talk to them for free and explain their business ideas. And, you know, who knows, that could run into a long-term startup company that they're able to really foster and grow after graduation. We have, you know, lots of opportunities for internships. We have student organizations for almost anything imaginable. So I'd say what keeps us up at night is just helping to get students in that mindset that they need to really get to the one. And that's what you'll find if you look at Dean Jarley's blog. He talks a lot about getting to the one. So we want our students to study abroad, get internships, you know, really put themselves out there and get out of their comfort zone. I mean, I'm definitely guilty of that. When I went to UCF, I didn't know what was available on campus. I wish I had, and I was lucky to have a great internship, but there's so many resources here, and we really want them to take advantage of that. So it's coming up with ways to really inspire them and not hold their hand. You know, we're not here to be their parents and help them through and plan their schedule every semester and send them, hey, make sure you apply to this internship. We really want them to become responsible adults that are passionate about their own careers and they're setting themselves up for success. So trying to bridge the gap there and just provide the students with what they need and make sure that they're self-sufficient and they can handle these things on their own, I'd say, would be our biggest initiative and focus.
Okay. And do you, how do you guys measure the part, I mean, you know, some of it's required, right? And then there's, you know, there's a lot, I guess, a lot of voluntary stuff. So you said you track metrics like placements and contacts. What are the measurements you use to track the success of your program?
Yeah, so we really look at something we call the failure rate. So students, when they're exiting from UCF, when they're about to graduate, they complete a survey. And, you know, that lets us know, are they set up for a job? Do they have a full-time position available? Are they staying at their current job maybe? Are they going to grad school? Or do they not have anything set up? And that's really what we're looking at to track and make sure that our efforts are really being utilized and making sure that we're making a lot of traction here. So we look at the failure rate. And then since we have all four of the classes, I mean, we really track the students from their junior year till when they graduate. So if I meet with a student, let's say this semester, and I spoke with them last semester, and they said, hey, Kelly, I really want to join Beta Alpha Psi, and I want to be a student ambassador, I will ask them, hey, did you join Beta Alpha Psi? Did you put in your application? Because we want to hold them accountable. So we do have the conversations with them all throughout their career here, and then we track their failure rate. We do an exit interview with them as well for the career classes to make sure that they're doing everything that they said they would do initially.
Okay. So our second scripted question, we have about 9 minutes left. Our second typical question is kind of the flip-flop, at least in my mind, of the first question, and that is, what's top of mind for you guys right now at UCF in this program? Are you, you know, it's summer, so I guess you get this as a little bit of break time. Are you planning for your next, you know, when students come back in the fall, or what's top of mind for you?
Yep, we are gearing up for the fall semester, and really, I mean, we were tasked with a goal from the dean, actually, that he wants to have some kind of career event every day on campus in the fall. So we want employers to come visit us. We want to network with them. We want to invite them on Twitter chats, on career panels, just to give our students access and make them more competitive when they graduate. You know, they're more knowledgeable and they know what's out there. They can make better informed decisions about what they want to do with their degrees. So it's making sure we have an audience, working with employers, facilitating conversations that we can, and just getting geared up for the next semester.
Okay. Do you have anything? Well, our third question is kind of like what's next, but that we have 8 minutes, and so I don't want to really throw that one out there. Is there anything new coming up next year? Do you guys have any hot plans that you can reveal, or are you still so early into this implementation that you're kind of sticking to what you've been doing so far?
Sure. So there's a couple things that we're working on. One of them is Resumania. And with that, it's a resume competition, obviously kind of the most improvement that students can make with their resume. Also, we did our first fashion show last year. We partnered with Kohl's locally, and students were able to submit their candidacy to be a model in the fashion show. So we selected 20 models, 10 male, 10 female. They went to the store, and it was all, you know, dressed for success, how they can dress for professionalism. So we had our 20 student models. We actually had a student get an internship with Kohl's through the event as well, just networking after the event. So we want to do the fashion show again in the fall to make sure that we're advertising how our students should be dressing in interviews, networking events, and things like that. So those are a couple of the events that we have lined up right now, but of course we're always developing more and looking for additional opportunities.
So I'm so far removed from college, and I don't do college recruiting. It's been 20 years. So I feel sort of like, you know, like almost like it's a going to China, foreign universe for me. But, you know, all the discussion of age and millennials and Gen X, and I'm guessing you're a millennial. Are students today, I mean, is that the way employers can reach students as well, with interactive? I mean, it's, obviously the Twitter chat is one thing you're doing. I assume you use social media. This is a rambling question. You use your Twitter chat, but I think you probably use social media to promote the events like you just mentioned in other ways. Is that the way that employers are going to reach students today, or are there other things that they should be doing as well? I guess that's the question I'm trying to drill down to.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I've been here, I've seen several companies come on campus, and the most successful ones that are able to recruit students, I mean, they're here. They're volunteering to participate in career panels. They're volunteering to just come on campus and review resumes or get involved in the classes. So, you know, university recruiting is crucial for entry-level positions, and it's really important that you get to students early on because there's a lot of competition out there. So you really want to make sure your brand awareness is really strong on campus. Make sure you're getting creative, too. I mean, information sessions, you can always just go up and present and do a PowerPoint, but why not bring in recent hires that you have from that same university and get them to talk about their experience? Maybe they can share about the training program and how that helped them. And those are the things that students really want to hear, and those are the things that are going to get them interested in organizations, not just going on a career page, not just listening in on a PowerPoint. You know, do job shadows. Go into student organization meetings. If you're a marketing organization, go to DECA or go to some of our student organizations that are related, and those are going to be the students that you want to target. They're active on campus, they're driven, they're motivated, so that's the best audience, and there's so many things you can do on campus.
Yeah, my former employer, Publix, which I know you know in Florida, it seems like I give them a plug in every show, but they were such a great company to work for, was a very big supporter of DECA in the state of Florida, and I know we had interns in the HR department, and there was a contest at Publix where students from various universities came in and did presentations as part of a state DECA competition, and they did some really, this was like 3 or 4 years ago, and they did some really cool presentations on analyzing a simulated situation at Publix with recommendations on how to handle it and everything, you know, business case study. And I remember several of the students were using Prezi as opposed to PowerPoint, and there were some very sharp people there. It was a great way to, and they were up in our chief human resources officer and a number of other people, you know, of the company. So it was a very unique and very creative way to expose students to the business world and likewise. So it sounds like you're saying those kind of things as well as just standard opportunities to meet and greet and have students interact with you are very important in addition to the social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually have a course that students complete in their final semester, and I took this course myself. It's called Capstone. And with Capstone, you do a team project all semester. You work with a specific organization. I believe this year was Winn-Dixie, this last semester. And they give you a business case. And you really try to do research with your group, come up with creative ideas, and you present it to leadership within that specific company. We've had a lot of students get recruited for those opportunities because their ideas just really shine to the management team. So we have things like that in our curriculum. I mean, those are really valuable experiences. Anytime I do a mock interview, I mean, that's a great way to show that you've worked in a team. That's a great way to show that you can overcome conflict and challenges. So we have lots of opportunities like that for employers to come on campus and get involved in our curriculum, too.
We're down to the last 90 seconds, Kelly. So you've mentioned Dean Jarley. Why don't you tell us, as we get ready to wrap, why don't you give contact information where people can find you on Twitter and where you can find Dean Jarley. We'll let Lonnie do his tomorrow. And then in 30 seconds or less, tell us what's up next for you or what you'd like to close with. Okay?
Sure. So my Twitter handle is KBogieUCF. The dean's Twitter handle is @PaulJarley. We also have our blog. So if you go onto the Office of Professional Development site from the bus.ucf.edu website, you can find the dean's blog, which is really great, phenomenal topics. He's very fun and edgy. And then we also have the Career Coach blog and Lonnie's blog there, too. So please read up on what we're doing on campus and let us know if you're interested in joining us and trying to get access to some of our students. I'd say the biggest piece that I have for parting words is that, you know, university recruiting is crucial for entry-level positions and even past that, making sure your brand awareness is great on campus and students know who you are. You're getting out there. You're participating in events. That's really what we want to be able to foster. So Please shoot us an email too, or I'm sure Lonnie will be on tomorrow and he can give you more details on the classes and how you can get involved. But we're excited for the next semester.